You're listening to SBS News.
Beyond heartbreaking, that's how the head of the World Health Organization is describing India's devastating COVID crisis. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the explosive resurgence of COVID-19 has the United Nations rushing to India's aid.
WHO is doing everything we can, providing critical equipment and supplies, including thousands of oxygen concentrators, prefabricated mobile field hospitals, and laboratory supplies. As I mentioned on Friday, WHO has redeployed more than 2,600 staff to support the response on the ground, providing support for surveillance, technical advice, and vaccination efforts.
After five straight days of setting global COVID records, India's health system is at breaking point as overcrowded hospitals run out of medical oxygen and beds. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is considering India's request for non-invasive ventilators.
We are in a position to be able to supply non-invasive ventilators. We're in a strong position on that front because we don't need them at this point in time. We'll still keep a reserve, but if they can be of assistance. Equally, we've reached out to the states who actually carry the supplies of oxygen to see whether or not there is any spare capacity which may be provided.
Hospitals across India even issued a number of warnings about the oxygen crisis while relatives of patients tried to source oxygen themselves. International efforts are mobilising. US Defence Spokesman John Kirby says the delivery of emergency supplies to India will begin within days.
The department is working closely with other US agencies to rapidly deploy oxygen-related equipment, rapid testing kits, personal protective equipment, and other essential materials to our Indian partners. We are also in close communication with the government of India to ensure that we are providing India's frontline healthcare workers with any support we can offer within our authority.
The brutal second wave has left India's politicians in a state of disarray, and lockdowns have been extended until May the 3rd. But around 8,000 Australians are currently trying to return home from India, including more than a dozen Australian cricketers playing in the IPL competition. Mr. Hunt says if the decision to ground flights from India to Australia is agreed on, that would block thousands of Australians trying to return home.
With regards to incoming and outgoing, we'll just take the medical advice, and only in the last few days we have made the difficult but necessary decision without hesitation to reduce incoming flights by 30%, and if more is required, then more will be delivered.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has told Seven Sunrise Program she wants all inbound flights from India suspended to protect Australia.
What we are seeing in India is a huge second wave, some 300,000 cases a day. It's absolutely tragic what's happening there. And with a mutant strain, I don't think Australia can afford that really high risk.
The pandemic continues to devastate immunisation campaigns around the world, prompting the WHO chief to announce an immunisation agenda 2030.
Our aim is to maintain hard-won gains in immunisation, avoid backsliding, and achieve even more by leaving no one behind in any situation or at any stage of life. If fully implemented, the Immunisation Agenda 2030 could avert over 50 million deaths over the next decade, 75% of them in low and middle income countries. To achieve these goals, all of us must step up and take action.
Dr. Tedros says 60 immunisation campaigns have been suspended in 50 countries because of the pandemic, leaving about 228 million children at risk from preventable diseases like polio, measles and yellow fever. Meanwhile, in Colombia, hundreds of nightlife workers protested lockdowns in the capital as the country struggles with a steep rise in coronavirus cases that's forcing many businesses to shut down and leading to new economic restrictions. Mauritania is receiving its first doses of vaccines donated by Europe and delivered through the UN's COVAX program, and Germany prepares to open up coronavirus vaccinations to all adults in June based on projections that the country will receive 80 million doses from manufacturers in the second quarter of the year. for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.